This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, September 18th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. House GOP reaches deal. McCaleb heads to Oakland in wake of contract ratification and new bills on cybersecurity and CAFO testing. House R's agree on CR, but shutdown still possible. Key House Republican groups have reached an agreement on a month-long stopgap spending bill that does include tougher border security measures. But the Democratic-controlled Senate is certain to reject the measure, so a government shutdown is still possible in October. The continuing resolution reflects a deal between the GOP, Main Street, and Freedom caucuses and a, quote, broad cross-section of other members from across the Republican conference, that according to a Main Street caucus statement yesterday. Some House Republicans have been openly predicting a government shutdown next month, amid that the party's divisions over a continuing resolution that's needed to keep the agencies funded when the new fiscal year starts October 1. I am expecting a shutdown. That's the word of Representative Nancy Mace, a South Carolina Republican, speaking to ABC News this week on Sunday. She downplayed the impact, noting that many essential government functions should continue even if Congress doesn't pass a continuing resolution by September 30th. But House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told Fox News that shutting down the government was a losing strategy for Republicans. He said, quote, "I've been through shutdowns, and I've never seen somebody win a shutdown, because when you shut down, you give all the power to the administration." By the way, Mace also said she expects McCarthy to survive any intra-party challenge to his leadership that occurs. "I do think he will continue to be speaker, but I do think it's going to be a long, long rest of the year," she said. Don't miss this. Nothing has been publicly announced yet, but USDA is moving forward with plans to pump $2.5 billion into foreign market promotion efforts and international foreign aid. The money will come out of the Commodity Credit Corporation and relieve some budget pressure on farm bill riders. McCaleb heads to Oakland Port to emphasize labor agreement. Chief U.S. Agriculture Trade Negotiator Doug McCaleb is heading to the Port of Oakland this week following ratification of a new six-year labor contract for union workers at West Coast ports by the International Longshore and Warehouse Union and the Pacific Maritime Association. President Biden gave the Labor Department some credit for the deal that ended uncertainty at the ports that ship a wide range of ag commodities. McCaleb made the same point Friday at an event hosted by the International Fresh Produce Association. "For me, it is a joy to see the Department of Labor get the West Coast port situation resolved," he said. Oakland is key to farmers' ability to ship almonds, walnuts, rice, hay, and many other commodities to Asia and around the globe. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Senators introduce ag and rural cybersecurity bills. Senators Mike Rounds of South Dakota and Catherine Cortez Maestro of Nevada have introduced two bills aimed at helping prevent cyber attacks on rural and agricultural businesses. The Cybersecurity for Rural Water Systems Act would add cybersecurity assessments and protocols to the Agriculture Department Circuit Rider Program, which provides technical assistance to rural water systems. Only about 20% of water and wastewater systems across the U.S. have some form of cyber protection. That according to a press release from Round's office. The Food and Agriculture Industry Cybersecurity Support Act would create a hub to help agricultural producers obtain cybersecurity technology and hardware within the National Telecommunications and Information Administration. FDA could take samples at CAFOs under a new bill. New legislation would give the Food and Drug Administration authority to conduct microbial sampling at concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs. Senator Cory Booker, the New Jersey Democrat, and Representative Rosa DeLauro, the Connecticut Democrat, have introduced the Expanded Food Safety Investigation Act, which would allow for the sampling, quote, as necessary to facilitate a foodborne illness outbreak investigation, determine the root cause of an outbreak of foodborne illness, or address other public health needs. The lawmakers cited connections between cattle operations and contamination of lettuce in past foodborne illness outbreaks. Mitzi Baum, CEO of Stop Foodborne Illness, said, quote, "The fact that these officials do not have access defies logic and flies in the face of consumer protection and food safety. Regulatory authorities must have access to these farms to conduct root cause analysis investigation." Customs finds fiendish new use for ice cream machines. Ice cream machines unpacked by U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials in Puerto Rico contained ingredients that should never be included in frosty summer treats. Officers say they discovered 71 pounds of cocaine in six of the machines being sent on a ferry from the Dominican Republic. Our CBP officers use technology as well as their training and expertise to discover the concealment methods and avoid these dangerous drugs from reaching our communities, said Robert Vaquero, Director of Field Operations for Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. CBP estimated the street value of the cocaine at $768,000. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, September 18th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.